the origin of the universe and all it contains. You may ask yourself from time to time how you came to be designed the way you are, two arms and all. Well, it relates back to you as a baby, becoming cognizant slowly and gradually. Our condition requires that we have a protector to nurture us, and we slowly begin to make sense of the sound and sight available. This is no less than the birth of the entire universe, and how much of it is newly designed each time we reawaken is unknown. And unraveling this mystery may take much effort if it can be fathomed at all. Unlike the theorists that dominate our collective cultures, in whose theories we deteriorate physically and eventually cease to function as a living being, figmentalism states that since we do not have anything that can deteriorate, namely matter, or to be precise, a material body, we therefore do not have the ability to die. We have the ability to see ourselves age and go through apparent death, but it is nothing more than the act of forgetting your previous life and immediately beginning anew. And there is nothing to say that it will be as a human or that it will be within this universe. The word universe means all, and whatever one you wind up in is your everything, and there is no way of recognizing another universe, or for that matter, another person. This is the philosophy of solipsism on the scale of the universe. Solipsism is a philosophy that states that one individual cannot truly know the mind of another, and this would apply to universes too. Even if one came up to you with a sign that said, "Hi, I'm another universe," you would still be stuck wondering if it's all in your imagination. Learning to understand this fully because it is quite unlike most idealist philosophies, and definitely unlike figmentalism, in that the collective mind and being encompasses all humans, and in fact all creatures and things, even rocks. We tend to think of our minds as being part of our head, namely our brain. But if nothing exists, then we don't even have the back of our head, let alone some gray matter within it. If I'm losing you again with what sounds like some far-fetched diatribe similar to the statement that you are not standing on an earth, which I made previously, then get a grip, because it's going to be a long, bumpy ride. You can't die. You don't have a brain. You're standing inside a globe, not on one, and you created the universe, including the view of every galaxy that the Hubble telescope has ever discovered. So, that makes you God. Well, you could look at it that way, but before you start to shine up your halo, try to alter the weather to your every whim, and you will realize that being God makes you just as helpless as the rest of us, because you have already given up the ability to be omnipotent simply by being human. We can't control anything to any great degree, because if we could, we would burn up and die far too quickly. If you could do anything you wanted all the time, and nothing was beyond your control, you'd be bored within a day and age very rapidly. Life is almost impossible, and we are delicate creatures that cannot control nature or others, and all these things operate on some kind of random generator, each to its own. If you try to do something and you don't expect it to turn out perfectly, it won't. If you have practiced the skill many times until you are good at it, say darts for example, you may find yourself doing very poorly against someone you are intimidated by. What you expect is what happens, but not in a perfect sense. You could be a rank amateur at darts and easily beat the champion, either because you thought you could, or the randomness of life just kicked in. As you learn figmentalism, you will begin to see that certain randomness is altered, and you become more and more in control, but don't get cocky, because you can still bump your head. Optimism or positive thinking is talked about a lot, and many swear by it. but it only relates to your figmental attitude and what you expect to transpire. Who knows what our potential abilities really are? What you see around you and what you hear, plus all of your other senses, is your actual brain, or I should say your mind. When there is no matter, there is no storage or processing system within the skull, and no synapses or neurons, even though your doctors can operate on them. They are just seeing your brain in a scan, and it's all related to their experience. From your perspective, you may even look at the scans or photos of your own brain that was being operated on, but it still does not exist, so don't be confused by this. There is no material to make the universe out of, let alone your brain. So it just must not exist, and that may be a bit hard to swallow. It exists in the sense that you have individual thoughts, dreams, aspirations, and secrets, but nothing can be stored in it that has anything remotely to do with physics or physiology. Memory is one giant mystery and must be nothing more than an illusion, since no storage device can be constructed without matter to allow it. This very thing is an ongoing quest, but how much can be discovered about it is unknown. Thought is the only process, and must be so, because there is no way to construct matter from nothing. And existence must have a balance with non-existence. That's the fundamental law of reality, listed as the eighth law. Science has its cosmological constant, which is always considered to be zero, and the poor scientists have had to create antiquarks, antimatter, particles, and black holes to account for all the matter in the universe that they have invented. For every particle, there must be an antiparticle, simply because this is the only way that they can explain the creation of matter from nothing. Figmentalism states that everything and every creature must exist and not exist simultaneously. That's the ninth law. We pop in and out of reality continuously, and the only possible way we can experience life is to imagine it. So what is the origin of the universe, and specifically, what is the origin of your design? These must seem heady topics, but figmentalism has very easy answers to all questions apart from how thought itself is constructed. The cosmos, universe that is created of appearances. That's the 12th law. To quote one of the laws of reality, and simply means that the stars only appear to be there and are subservient to what we imagine them to be. Ourselves, however, as humans, have no known origin, and according to the laws of reality, do not begin and have always been. Our design with two arms, legs, eyes, etc. is quite understandable. As you develop in early life as a baby, you would need some appendage to manipulate the world around you, and an arm would be a natural necessity. Two of them would increase your abilities exponentially, but three would have no advantage generally and would imbalance the figure as well. One leg would give you the ability to hop, and two would allow walking, running, and balance. Three would just be cumbersome. Two eyes allow one to create the illusion of bifocal vision that gives a sense of depth to a scene. How we wound up with 10 toes and fingers is difficult to figure out, but we did. Our design seems so natural and ingrained that perhaps there is some form of basic memory that transfers from lifetime to lifetime, while the memory of our personality disappears, but that is pure speculation, and generally figmentalism does not dabble in theory. Much of what you have heard to this point could easily be ridiculed, and has been according to history books. Governments under the power of the church would routinely prosecute those that spoke sacrilege, and this would definitely qualify. First, the earth was the center of the universe and was flat. Then it became round and revolved around the sun. Then it became one of an uncountable number of planets, revolving around an unstatable number of suns, and now it returns with figmentalism to its original state as the center of the universe, with our perception being both the creator and the center of all things. Thank gosh the Inquisition has long passed, or we at INTS would be charged with heresy, sacrilege, and probably treason for just writing this stuff down. Try this out on your friends. Make the following statements to them, and use your camera to record their reaction. We're not really standing on the earth. Beneath what appears to be the ground is actually nothing at all. We're walking on imagination. We can't really die. The earth does not revolve. There is no God. We created ourselves. The photos you took of their reaction will have a lot of open mouths, some loud guffaws, and a ton of ridicule. But all you have said is absolutely true, especially when it's compared with what they believe. Some will agree wholeheartedly with you, but at this time they would be quite rare, or smoking some weird stuff. At least now, it's possible to say these things without being persecuted, but still a long way from mainstream. Namansor.